Sean, start with the result. How happy are you?
Happy with the 2 points. Disappointed with the manner. Great that we can, you know, snag a game in the end and stay in it. But there's no way we should have been in it with 16 errors and kicking the ball out 3 or 4 times on last plays. So I thought we made our work of it. We've not won a game. The last 3 games we've played, we've not won them by the margins I expected us to. And you know, so it's a lot to work on. But the desire to show in the players to stay in games is outstanding.
I guess you made it a very good start and a very good finish, but was it? I presume the bit in the middle, plenty to work on.
Yeah, dumb. You know, turning the ball over in crucial areas when a different play was needed. So things what we don't normally do. You know, we don't make 16 errors, but today we chose to, and it just kept all key on the game. And when you come to places like this with a crowd as vocal as them, and the pressure what the referee put on us, because you know, I thought the ruck was refereed poorly. You know, he's very, very slow. When he called a move, it's 6 or 7 seconds after his call move. So it plays right into their hands, you know, getting the line set and takes some juice out of us. So we need to be stronger. We're not going to get help from the referees. We need to be better in our play the ball technique.
And a moment of magic from Sam Tompkins.
Yeah, it was great. You know, he did some great things in that game. You know, things that really, really impressed me. I think what people won't normally see. But he did great things off the ball. But to come up with, you know, the magic in the end was a great effort from him.
Obviously, plenty of things that you would be frustrated by. Probably one of them would be Dan Sargent and not being able to play, pulling out very late on.
Yeah, it was like a minute before we come in to work for the game, so it couldn't be any later, and he had a tight quad, so the disruption that causes us is massive. You know, losing Dan and then losing our winger into the centre, we've got a fullback going on the wing, so massive disruption when you've ran that way all week and prepared on how to attack that edge with Dan in the game in the side. So lots of disruption, but I thought the way we've managed to get the 2 points was a great effort to the players.
I guess it speaks volumes about the way your team stands up for you in those sort of situations.
Yeah.
It's not the first time, is it?
No, you're right though. They've done it a few times, a few more times than what I would like, to be honest. But I'd just like us to win a game by the margin we should win it by, and we've not done that this year, and that's what we're working on this week.
Same for both sides, of course, but conditions won't have helped the way you set up to play either.
Yeah, it will hurt us more than it hurts them. And, you know, I have to say, you know, Ulkey are a good team. What they did to Wakefield was outstanding last week. So yeah, that makes that victory a little bit better. We've trained on a dry track and so have Ulkey for the past few days. And you get a downpour like that, it's going to affect your standards. But, you know, I'll accept 6 or 7 errors, but I won't accept 16. And so it's going to be a tough week for the players.
Character-wise, to come back from 18-8 down, I mean, what was going through your mind at that stage?
10-8 to 10 for character and desire. About 18 minutes from the end of the game, we were defending our line, and I said to my assistant, John, we'll get this game, we'll snag it, and we did. So I thought we just looked a bit of confidence in us, like we were always in control and we could score when we wanted, and we ended up doing that in the end. So I commend the players, but we made our work of it.